The Red Skelton Program, brought to you by Cool Cigarettes.
Just smoke a Cool and you will see how refreshing Cools can be. Switch from hot to
Cool Cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth. As Willie the Penguin says, smoke
Cool.
Smoke
Cool.
Smoke
Cool.
From Hollywood, the Cool Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor.
There's Earl Wilson.
From MGM Studios comes the star of the Cool Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for your spontaneous applause. It's better than the way we rehearsed it, believe me. How are you? Well, Rod, it finally arrived.
You mean our last show of the season?
No, the car I ordered. But I waited a long time for a delivery on it, boy.
But now that you've got your car, wasn't it worth waiting for?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think Stanley Steamers are so nice anymore.
You know, I felt a little sad about this being our last show of the season.
Yeah, right? Me too. I got to thinking we won't be working together after tonight. I felt kind of bad.
Oh, but Red, I'll be back next fall.
That's why I feel so bad.
Red, what are you going to do this summer?
I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to take the family and motor back to the Middle West. I'm going to hike a couple hundred miles, mm-hmm. Sleep in sleeping bags, if nature boy will give his permission. You know, I think everybody needs a rest. That's why I'm going off the air, to give my listeners a rest. Mm-hmm. Both of them.
Well, who's our summer replacement?
Sigmund Romberg and his beautiful music, and John Howard's going to sing with him.
Mm-hmm. But how about jokes?
Well, the sponsor figures he's gone this long without him. Why should he change?
Well, what are you going to do on your vacation?
Well, truthfully, I think I'm going to work around in the garden and raise a little garden to help fight inflation, you know.
Now, why do you say that? Do you know anything about raising a garden?
Do I know anything about a garden? Me, a guy from Indiana? Do I know anything about a garden? I can learn.
Well, I hope you've learned something from last year. I'll never forget those pumpkin seeds you planted.
Yeah, I found out they grow better if you take them out of the package. You know, anything grows out here in California, though. I dropped a little piece of paper in with the seed, and the next morning in the very same spot was a newspaper.
Yes, we all like to go out to the ball game. But do you know something baseball is responsible for, friends? Well, for one thing, baseball accounts for a big jump in cigarette smoking. There's something about sitting in the stands and cheering those home team rallies that makes you reach for a cigarette. Then another, and another. Pretty soon you're apt to find that your mouth and throat have begun to feel all dry and parched. And that's the time to switch from hots to cools. For no matter how steadily you've been smoking, one puff of a Cool and you'll really enjoy a cigarette again. You'll find that the distinctive flavor of Cools gives you a refreshing feeling that just can't be matched by ordinary hot cigarettes. Cools, America's most refreshing cigarettes, are specially blended from smooth, ripe tobaccos. Cools are mild and mellow, make your throat feel cool and clear. So next time you get that parched, dry feeling in your mouth, switch to Cools for that clean, cool taste in your mouth.
And here's our lovely Anita Ellis to sing. What are you singing, dear?
All the Things You Are.
Oh.
Promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star, the dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine.
Friends, I guess the first thing a performer learns in show business is how to say goodbye. We all know that we must make changes from time to time, but it's tough when you have to say goodbye to folks like our present sponsors, the Brown & Williamson Tobacco Company. The success I've had in radio is entirely due to their friendship and their helping hand and faith. 10 years ago, they gave me my first coast-to-coast broadcast, and during those years when things have gone wrong, the show wasn't as good as we'd wanted it to be, they were the first ones to say, well, it'll be all right next week. We're very grateful for their friendship. They're responsible for all the wonderful things that we have today. I would also like to thank the Russell MC's advertising agency, our engineer, Art Burley, our producer, Keith McLeod, the sound effect boys, Fred Cole and Jack Robinson, and the best cast in radio. Also, Edna Brzezicki and her writing staff, Benny Friedman, Johnny Murray, Dick McKnight, Harvey Helm, for making this a wonderful season, and most of all, we would like to thank you folks for tuning us in. Believe me, when we come back on the air next fall with our new sponsor, Procter & Gamble, we'll try harder than ever to win your approval. Thank you.
Tonight, a new feature. People you'll meet sooner or later.
Finally got it out of Hawk, huh?
If you were a motorcycle officer, sooner or later you'd meet this type of driver.
All right, point out my car, start the motor, and put me behind the wheel. I'll drive you home.
Billy, I don't think you should drive.
Oh, stop quibbling and light my cigarette for me, will you?
That's not a cigarette in your mouth. That's your tongue sticking out.
It's a cigarette and light it, will you?
All right, you asked for it. Well, now are you convinced?
The cat must have got my tongue. I expect me to talk with a mouthful of ashes. Come on, get in. No, don't stand there. Get in, get in, get
well,
in.
What's the matter? Don't you open the door for a lady?
Somebody coming with us?
And you used to be so romantic, Willie. I'll never forget the night we were married. You carried me across the threshold.
Well, we'll even it up tonight. You can carry me across. Close the door. Close the door. I'm going to start the car and I'll watch it because I got a pretty fast pickup. Get out of here, Roadhog! Get out of here!
Willie, will you slow down?
Now, how?
Use the handbrake.
I am using it. How do you think I'm beating the pedestrians off with?
Now you're driving on the left side of the road.
I know I'm driving on the left side of the road. That's so the cars won't sneak up behind me. And bumper riders, ooh, they make me so nervous.
Slow down, Willie. There's a dip in the road.
Are you referring to me, old girl? This car can take it, though. You'll watch it now. Hold on. Say, you get more fright there with your head sticking out of the top, don't you, huh? You can read Honest John's ads better, too. Hey, are we on fire?
No.
Can we call an ambulance?
No.
Well, then it must be a cop coming up. There he is, Johnny's little gasoline for it. Now, look now, it's the cop, so let me handle it. You keep your big mouth shut, will you?
My mouth isn't big.
Oh, no, every time you yawn, your ears disappear.
Pardon me for intruding, folks.
What can I do for you, bub? What can I do
for you? Well, I was just curious to know if you were speeding or buzzing the neighborhood. May I see your
I'm sorry I was speeding, officer, but you see, I got to hurry to the hospital. You see, the big moment has arrived.
Your wife's going to have a baby?
No, she's going to beat my brains out. I thought we'd better go to the hospital where we had.
Well, let's see your license.
Yeah, license. Here you are, here you are.
What's that license with the skull and crossbones on?
Oh, that's my marriage license. Justice of Peace stamped that on there, and they saw my wife.
Come on. Give me your driver's license.
I don't have one. I guess that stumps you, don't it, huh? I don't have a license.
So you don't have a license?
No.
Well, wait till the judge hears about
this. He knows about it. He took it away from me.
You know, you look familiar to me. Do you have a police record?
No, we haven't recorded since Petrillo put the ban on.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a masseur in a bakery. I take the kinks out of lopsided pretzels.
Oh, Willie.
I'm proud. That ain't in there.
Now, please, be polite.
Look, I'm trying to be polite, dear. I want you to be proud of my good manners, dearest. So while I'm talking to this bum, keep your mouth shut.
Is this your wife?
That's my wife. You want it?
I'll have to give you a ticket. What's your name?
Willie Lump Lump.
Where were you coming from?
A party.
Did you have a good time?
I must have. They threw me out.
I see it was a formal affair.
Hmm?
It was a formal affair. You're wearing tails.
Just a minute, you. What are you trying to do? Make a monkey out of me?
Where was the party?
Oh, you know where Wilshire Boulevard is?
Yeah.
You know where it crosses Figaro?
Yeah.
You know where Figaro goes on the 8th?
Yeah.
Well, go there and leave me alone.
Now, look, Sterno Breath.
Yeah?
Where do you live?
You're being rather forward, aren't you? We just met, after all.
Come on, now, where do you live?
I live with my wife.
Where does she live?
She lives with her mother.
You both live with your wife's mother?
Yeah, when we were first married, we had a little quarrel, and my wife went home to her mother, and she forgot to let go of my neck.
Now, you're asking for it, Bob. I'll have to take you down to the station.
Oh, get your hands off of me. Maybe you don't know it, but I got an in with the chief of police. In fact, I was in for 30 days.
You know, you broke about every traffic law in the book. Speeding, no hand signals, weaving in and out of traffic, no headlights.
You forgot that green light I ran through.
Well, there's no law running through a green light, Bob.
Okay, pick up the glass and we'll say no more about it.
Please, officer, let Willie go this time.
Nothing doing. If I have anything to say about it, he'll be locked up in solitary confinement and eat nothing but bread and water.
Oh, no. Let him go free so he can come home and live with Mother and me.
I'm sorry. The officer made the best deal.
It's for your own sake, Bob. It's the only way you guys can learn.
Oh, Willie. All you ever do is disgrace me and yourself. And you're a good man when you want to be. When you're good, you're the best man in the world, Willie.
The whistle blew. 6 o'clock. Get up off your knees. Stop your mascara from running. Somebody will think you're Al Jolson, you know. Look, officer, I was wrong. I'm sorry. They ought to lock every guy up like me that drives like this.
Well, that's better.
Yeah, lock me up.
Now look,
I'm
folks,
no good.
You seem like a nice couple, and I will forget the ticket. Here, give it back to me. I'll get going, but take it easy. Oh, what do you say?
Indian giver.
When another brands have ceased to please. Roundup cools for smoking ease. Switch from hot to
cool cigarettes. When your mouth feels hot and dry from smoking too many ordinary cigarettes, that's the time to light up a cool. Cool specially blended finer tobaccos bring back long-lost smoking pleasure. And no matter how many cools you smoke, you'll always enjoy their cool, refreshing flavor. Switch from hots to cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth.
Just smoke a cool and you will see how refreshing cools can be. Switch from hots to
cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth. As Woody the Penguin says, smoke
cool.
Smoke
cool.
Smoke
cool.
Dave Rose and the Cool Cigarette Orchestra play his own Strinkopation. Scrapbook of satire, The Big Store with a Little Lost Boy.
Goodness, boy, it sure is crowded in this place, and I lost, you know. Namor lost her as soon as the harness broke, you know. Even me muzzle came off. I wonder where she could be. Oh, she said she's going to buy a hairbrush, and that's when I got lost. Oh, there's a lady over there by the window. I'll go ask her if she sees me, Namor. Pardon me, lady. Have you seen me, Namor? She's a nice little lady with gray hair and... Lady, I'm speaking to you. Why don't you speak back? Hey, why don't you move? Boy, you look stiff like Gramp does when he's out all night. Okay, you don't want to talk to me? Act snooty if you want to. Go and be snooty. Maybe I'll kick you in the shins. You'll come to a little nap. Well, you didn't have to go all to pieces. Look at that, arms and legs all over the place. Oh, goodness, what am I doing? What am I doing? They certainly don't make people like they used to. Namor, Namor, I want my Namor.
Hello there, little boy, are you lost?
Why don't you pay attention? Boy, if everybody's as dumb as you, I'll never be found again. I want my Namor, I'm lost. I want Namor. Yoo-hoo! You little stinker's lost.
Oh, is that
is.
This little boy is lost.
Well, I'll take charge of
You're not going to charge me nothing. I didn't. Who are you, anyhow? The store detective?
That's right. How'd you guess?
Well, you're the only guy walking through the store not buying anything. You don't look smart enough to be a shoplifter.
I think we'd better take him into the office.
Here, now, you...
Come on.
Have you seen my enamel?
No, but if you tell me where you got lost... She is, no, if you tell me where you got lost, maybe I can find her.
Well, I was on the second floor near the broken dish department.
Oh, you must be mistaken, son. We don't have a broken dish department.
I got news for you, kiddo. You don't know me very well. It ought to be easy to find them. All you just look for a bargain counter with a crowd around it, and then watch somebody pulling for something somebody else wants, and that'll be her. That'll be her. The other day she grabbed a dress, you know, and somebody else grabbed it at the same time. And the part she got looked pretty good on her.
Oh, brother, either get him like this or hungry. Look, sonny, you know your name?
Yes, I know my name.
What is it?
Well, the widow boys in the neighborhood call me Butch, and the widow girls call me Prince Charming. Until last week I had my first fight. Now the widow boys call me Prince Charming and the widow girls don't call me no more.
Well, tell me, do you know where you live? All intelligent children should know where they live.
Yes, I don't know the exact address, but I live right next door to Gene Fowler, the man that wrote The Life of Jimmy Walker, you know.
And where do they live?
They moved out right after we moved in.
Hey, Pat, maybe a bag of candy would get some information out of him.
Yes, here, I've got some in my pocket.
What do you like this?
My, isn't this delicious?
Hey, what you eating? What you eating? What you eating?
Candy, and I'll give you some if you tell me who you are.
Kind of stale. I heard some Peter Iron drop. Okay, you give me a piece of candy, and I tell you, it's a deal. Here.
All right. Yeah. Fine. Mm-hmm. Now, who are you?
I'm the widow boy that you just gave the candy to. Sucker.
Oh, boy. Why does this happen to me? Maybe I'm being punished for stealing that tie in the bargain basement.
Look, Sonny, where's your mother?
She's in Washington. She's trying to get a bill passed to make storks enemy aliens. She still thinks I'm a subversive act.
Has anyone seen...
Damn!
Never!
What are these men doing to you?
Hmm? Or vice versa.
Are you all right, Junior?
Well, yes, barely. I got lost, and these two men were giving me a third degree like they does a murderer. They had lights in me face. They were going to beat me with blackjack. Ooh, both of them they were.
Just for being lost?
Yes.
Why, how dare you?
Yes, how dare you?
How dare you intimidate
how
my
How dare you
son?
Imitate me?
For 2 cents, I call my husband.
Yes, and we knows what saloon he's in, too.
Well, I'm very sorry, madam. I've made a terrible mistake, and I apologize for finding him.
Oh.
While you're in the store, why don't you visit our boys' department? We have a special on straitjackets today.
Well, why don't you get yourself one? He knows me pretty well after all, don't he?
Well, now, come along, Junior.
Okay. Goodbye, you imitation of Dick Tracy, you.
Oh!
We've got more shopping to do.
Lose me if you ever let go of me.
Junior, stop dragging your feet.
Well, I'm tired. You carry me, Namo. Will you carry me? I'm tired.
Well, I'm tired, too. Well, you carry me.
Well, I can't carry you. Goodness, you carry me. Now or I'm going to tell on you.
You'll tell what?
I'll tell everybody in this show all about you. You, the way you try to camouflage, you stuff with makeup and all of that. I tell them how old you. I tell them that not only did you entertain the boys in the last war, but at Gettysburg, too.
Why, I did not. I'm not that old.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, you not, huh?
No.
Hey, Verna, President Lincoln had just finished his address.
Good. Now I'll slap the boys with my new song, Battle Cry of Free.
Oh, you punched your beads.
Yes, I did.
Hey, Nemo, either your beads busted or your teeth fell out. Look at them grin at me down there. Look at them, they're snapping at me now. Boy, don't get her laughing, you'll never get out of here.
Come on, come on. I've got some more shopping to do.
Hey, Emma, are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad.
No?
I'm just so upset I'm shaking.
Yes. Really busted a gasket, didn't you, huh?
I was nearly frantic searching for you, dear. Ah. And all the time you were lost, I kept imagining the most horrible things. Ah. Like, sooner or later, I was bound to find you.
You just love me, don't you, huh? You don't love me anymore.
Nobody loves me. Now dry your tears.
Nobody loves me.
Yes, they do, dear.
You don't love me.
Now dry those tears, honey.
No, just let them flow, and I won't have to watch me face tonight. Hey, Nemo, can I have your lollipop?
No, suck your thumb.
I am. I don't like it. All the flavor is gone.
Let's go into this department.
No.
I have to buy you some new shoes.
Oh, give me some cowboy boots, huh?
Some cowboy boots?
Yeah.
Well, I'll see.
Well, by the time you got me a new pair of shoes, anyhow, I've been wearing these things for a week now. Me toes are sticking out, me feet have no privacy at all. Look at me toes when I walk. They just spread out like the wheels and spokes in a wagon wheel. Look at them.
Well, I wonder why it is children wear out their shoes so fast. When I was your age, my parents didn't have to buy me new shoes every week.
Why, naturally. Because when your age, the shoes hadn't been invented yet. Good. Well, didn't everybody wear moccasins when you were a boy?
Oh, yes. Now that's enough.
You remember Settin' Bull when he was Settin' Purdy.
Come on now.
No, okay. Uh-oh, look.
What?
Here comes that detective running after the elevator. I wonder what would happen if I stuck my foot out just about like that. Just as I thought.
Why did you make me miss that elevator?
I thought you could get there quicker by air. I don't know.
If you don't... Oh, look.
What?
Oh, look at those nice house dresses.
Oh.
They're just what I need.
Yes, you is as big as a house, ain't you?
Now, don't be smarty.
No.
Oh, Junior, look, the toy department.
Oh, yes.
Why don't you look around?
Yes.
You might see something you like.
Yes.
And if you're good...
Yes.
I might bring you back to see it again sometime.
Well, thanks, Sporty. That's nice of you. Oh, look, a hobby horse. A hobby horse.
Now, come on. Now, get off of that hobby horse.
The British is coming. The British is coming.
Junior, get off that hobby horse.
One by land and two by sea. And on the opposite shore, I shall be under the spreading chestnut tree. British is coming.
I said get off.
The Marines have landed.
Thanks for being with us tonight, and we invite you to listen again next week to An Evening with Sigmund Romberg. So until then...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying more cools this year than ever before.
And folks, remember the advice of Willie the Penguin. Smoke
cools.
Smoke cools. Smoke
cools.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who know and appreciate quality pipe smoking. Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Brown and Williamson invite you to listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and has been brought to you by the makers of Cool Cigarettes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.